Welcome back to the circuit. Today we're diving into a problem that's lurking just beneath the surface of the AI agent hype, tool sprawl. As every enterprise team spins up their own specialized agents, they're also spinning up dozens, even hundreds, of these things called MCP servers. Think of them as toolboxes for AIs.
And you end up with a digital version of a messy garage. 100 different toolboxes, none of them labeled, and each one needs a different key to open it.
I've seen this movie before. It's the microservices story all over again. Everyone builds their own little fiefdom, and suddenly you need a team of 10 just to figure out how to get the fiefdoms to talk to each other.
Exactly. So the central question is, how do you tame that chaos? And that brings us to a recent update to Amazon Bedrock's Agent Core Gateway. Okay, so picture this. An e-commerce company. The source material lays this out perfectly. You have a shopping cart team with their MCP server, a product catalog team with theirs, and a promotions team with a third.
And the promotions team is definitely using some weird homebrewed auth protocol they cooked up over a weekend.
Right, so if you're building an agent that needs to touch all three, what does that agent's code look like? It's managing three different endpoints, three sets of credentials, three different sets of tool definitions. It becomes incredibly brittle. The complexity isn't in the agent's logic, it's in the plumbing.
And this is where the Agent Core Gateway steps in. It's designed to be a single, unified front door for all those disparate tools.
A classic API gateway pattern, but for AI tools.
Yes, but with a critical new twist. It used to just handle things like REST APIs or Lambda functions. The big change is that it can now ingest and manage other MCP servers as a native target.
So it's a gateway of gateways.
Think of it this way. It's not just connecting to individual tools anymore. It's connecting to entire toolboxes and presenting them as one giant, unified toolbox to the agent.
Here's what bugs me about the alternative. The agent itself has to handle all the authentication. It needs a client ID for the shopping cart, maybe an API key for the catalog, and Jordan's weird weekend protocol for promotions.
The gateway completely decouples that. The agent authenticates once, with the gateway, using something standard like JWT. The gateway then handles the messy business of talking to each backend with its own specific credentials.
That sounds great on paper, but how does the gateway know what tools are even trauming those toolboxes? Is it constantly asking them in real time? Because that's a recipe for latency and failure.
That's the million-dollar question. If a backquote list tools backquote call from an agent triggers a cascade of calls to a dozen downstream servers, that's not going to scale.
And this is where it gets wild. It doesn't. It uses a synchronization model. The gateway essentially takes a snapshot of the tools available from a target MCP server and caches the definitions.
Ah, so it's a cache-first approach for discovery.
So you're telling me the agent might get a list of tools that's stale?
Potentially. And Amazon seems to acknowledge this trade-off. They provide an explicit API call, backquote, synchronize gateway targets, backquote. You, the operator, are responsible for telling the gateway, hey, go refresh your catalog from the promotion server they just added a new coupon tool.
Okay, but let's stress test that for a second. Backquote list tools, backquote, hits the fast cache. But what happens when an agent actually tries to asterisk use NJ Shengen tool with backquote, invoke tool backquote?
That's a live call. The gateway makes a real-time connection to the target MCP server, does a fresh auth handshake, and executes the tool. So discovery is cached, but invocation is always live.
In the real world, though, that means a developer deploys a new tool, and then the DevOps person has to remember to run a sync job. That's a new failure mode. A new piece of process to forget.
Wait, actually, back up for a second. The documentation says it time does tem do an implicit sync when you first create or update a target. The explicit API is for changes made after the fact.
Okay, that's better. But it's still a departure from how a simple API gateway works.
But this caching enables something that a simple pass-through gateway can't. The part nobody's talking about is the search. Because all the tool definitions, their names, descriptions, parameters, are stored and indexed inside the gateway, it can build embeddings on top of them. This allows for semantic search.
So an agent can ask the gateway for tools to handle discounts, and it will find the backquote apply coupon backquote tool, even if the word discount isn't in the name. It understands intent.
Okay, that's genuinely useful. That solves a real discovery problem that goes beyond just a simple --ls- command on a directory of tools.
So when you put it all together, the unified interface, the decoupled auth, the cached discovery, and the semantic search, it's clearly positioned as an integration hub for these complex, multi-team agentic systems.
Let me push back on that. This feels like a very AWS-centric solution to an AWS-scale problem. If I'm a five-person startup building one agent, isn't this massive over-engineering? You're trading the complexity of managing multiple endpoints for the complexity of managing gateway configurations, IAM roles, and synchronization APIs.
I wonder whether we're looking at it too narrowly, though. What if it's not just about your Teams journal, MCP servers? The documentation mentions integrating public or open source MCP servers, too. So the real question is, could this become the way an enterprise consumes a variety of third-party agent tools, presenting them to their internal agents through a single, secure, audited entry point?
That's the federation angle they mention. One gateway can even be a target for another, so you can build these hierarchies. It's a system designed for a world where tools are diverse and distributed, not monolithic. And that's why adding MCP servers as a first-class target is such a significant move. It's an acknowledgement that agentic architectures will be messy, and there's a need for a component that specializes in taming that mess. It turns the chaos of tool sprawl into a manageable, searchable catalog. That's all the time we have for today. Join us next week on The Circuit.